This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the WPGM Community Forum. We thank you for joining us this afternoon. And we want to invite you to stay tuned for the interview with Chris Berlath. He is the president of the Columbia Montour Chamber of Commerce. Now, you may remember the name. We've had him on the program before. And with a different title and a different job, but Chris early this year became the president of the Columbia Montour Chamber. So we're going to learn about his job today, about the chamber itself, what they do, and get an update on all things economic in the business community. Thanks for joining us, Chris.
Absolutely, Matt. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And you came from Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber. Like I said, we've had you on numerous times. But you made the switch. Transition going well.
It absolutely is. You know, I was commuting an hour every day down to Shamokin Dam. Well, an hour each way, really. So my wife and young kids are very happy that my commute is Millville to Bloomsburg now. So very happy to be there. And yeah, the transition's going really well. We've got some new folks on our team in addition to me taking my new role. And just working with them has been a real treat. So
that hour commute, the older I get, the less I like driving. So I would not be up for that. So Millville to Danville or to Bloom sounds a lot better.
Sure
kind
does.
Of over the hill there. Now, talk about the chamber itself. A little history. Before we went on tape here, you and I kind of got the history of how things have played out. But, you know, things have changed. We've heard new chamber names and things, you know, people have moved. And just can you kind of lay that out for us? And then, you know, and tell me, what does the Columbia Montour Chamber cover and what are their goals?
Sure. I don't think it'll come as much of a surprise to listeners, but the Columbia Montour Chamber covers Columbia and Montour counties, a two-county footprint. We're a regional chamber, and that is a model that had changed over time. Originally, there was a Berwick Chamber, a Danville Chamber, a Bloomsburg Chamber, and Bloomsburg became the Columbia Montour Chamber, and is trying to work really hard at serving the whole region with the resources because, you know, our business communities are not, they're not in silos, right? Our business communities tend to be regionally based. They tend to be, there's a footprint where people drive to work and back and where they live and play. And we think, you know, Columbia and Montour counties together make a lot of sense for that. So, yeah, there's some other organizations, including my previous organization, Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber, and they're also a regional chamber. And really, the question becomes over time: how big can you get and be sustainable, and what fits the community best? So, I think everybody's pretty happy with where we are right now, serving these two counties. So,
but certainly, your chamber, the GSVCC, and the Central Pennsylvania Chamber. Yep. Are different entities. I mean, it's not like going just, it's not like a, what's the word I'm looking for? Horizontal move. I mean, it's really different for you, I understand.
Yeah, the organizations are all different with different specialties, different ways of serving their members. You know, our focus is in five key areas. We work on advocacy, benefits program, business connections, employee development, and then we have a special focus on strengthening our communities. So that's where we're really honed in. We're also very fortunate that our chamber has a foundation. The foundation of the Columbia Montour Chamber is led by Jeff Emanuel. Jeff does outstanding work. In fact, I don't think there's many people in our community who know Jeff who can wrap their head around how much he accomplishes in the 12 or 14 programs that he's got running. Leadership Central Penn, a tech theater program. There's financial literacy programs. There's just some incredible things. A career expo that runs each year. And just some really great opportunities. And the reason that foundation exists is, you know, they're a 501c3 nonprofit, so we can really focus on workforce development, talent development through that organization while the chamber keeps focused, you know, laser focused on our members. And so that, again, that's a part of our model that works really well.
And I noticed on the biography on the website, it mentions that you have a degree in political science.
I do.
Which I know, I actually started in political science in college, but everybody said, what are you going to do with this? And I said, I really don't know. But this obviously kind of is a good direction for you from that degree. I would think that's beneficial.
Yeah, it certainly is. I think a good political scientist, a good social scientist relies on good data. And so what was great about my political science background in school was sort of understanding political systems, especially in Pennsylvania and U.S. government. But more than that, understanding how we make good policy decisions, what we can recommend, and where that really helps the chamber is, you know, Bob Garrett has said it before, maybe even on this program, that chambers tend to be the sane center, you know, that, you know, in an increasingly polarized world, right? We hear extreme left, extreme right decisions, but the chamber's job is to be the voice for the business community. And so what we're trying to do is just make sure we can get business done. And being that sane center means that we're trying to say, hey, let's make sure that we can work well and that our people can have good jobs. And that's where the advocacy arm of the chamber really comes in, because we tend to be conveners. We're bringing people together, not only to discuss the barriers to better business for themselves, but also to engage our local officials. And that's been a real treat. So, you know, earlier this year, I had the privilege of serving as a moderator for the Columbia County Republican primary for the commissioner's race. Commissioner Chris Young had announced that he was no longer going to continue as a commissioner. And there was a primary for the seats where there were 9 candidates. And one of the challenges there is how many people in Columbia County have heard from all 9 candidates, right? And if you don't hear from your county commissioners, or you haven't heard about the candidates and you're going into an election, you know, they're going to make a significant impact on your business and how it's run. We really ought to find out how supportive they are of the business community. So, you know, in that case, the primary was a big race for the county commissioners. And we jumped in and said, hey, we want to hear from these people and find out how they're supportive of business. So we get to do things like that and serve the community with candidate forums. And we also did in February, we did a candidate academy where anybody interested in running for office could come in and talk to us and hear from some subject matter experts about the process. And so that's been really neat as well.
And obviously, everybody in political science doesn't become a chamber director, but was that something, at least that general field, something you were thinking of, or did that kind of happen organically?
Yeah, totally organically. I actually, when I left college, I went to work as a missionary for 3 years. And I worked for an organization called Disciple Makers. And they serve students on college campus preaching the gospel. And I love doing that. But I did it during a time of a recession, and that was really tough. So what happened was I ended up falling into a career of nonprofit work. After having experience with Disciple Makers, I worked for the Scouts, the Boy Scouts of America, and then I went into chamber work. I have a background in family-run businesses as well. Both my mom's family and my dad's family have small businesses. So where the chamber works really nicely is we connect with nonprofits, we connect with small businesses and for-profits, and we're trying to solve problems, you know, help people get a chance to move forward.
There was a lot of focus on, I would always ask when we talked about your previous job, who are the members, how many members are there? Is that as much of a focus, or is that something that's constantly changing with Columbia Montour Chamber?
Yeah. So the Columbia Montour Chamber has 427 members. So we're very pleased to serve that many members, and we're growing. We actually have had year-over-year growth now for 2 years, which is really exciting. And we really want to continue that. And with our Director of Member Engagement, Taryn Creighton, she's doing a fine job. And I'm convinced that you know, the direction we're going is up. But more than serving more members, we want to be more impactful. So the work that we do, we're hyper-focused on these five areas that I mentioned before. And I think what happens is if we can focus in on mission and vision, serving the business community, being their voice, giving them support tools, educational resources, then membership naturally grows.
And that growing of the economy certainly goes with the mission of Drive, which covers a number of counties around here as well.
Yeah.
Is that somebody you're in cooperation with in doing these things?
Absolutely. We have great partners in Drive and several other organizations. I think of BIDA, Berwick Industrial Development Association, and CEDACOG. Drive and CEDACOG are both councils of government. But Drive, actually, the fun part about that is some of the foundation of that organization came out of our chamber. So we have we're trying to consolidate. You know, there were a lot of industrial development organizations, economic development organizations. And I'll tell you what, Jennifer Wakeman and her team at Drive have done a fine job really doing that economic development work in the area. I'm really glad I'm not in the business of owning property and being responsible to redevelop it. I've got enough with our chamber office as it stands. And we are going to be moving down the street just a little bit into a really fantastic place called the Mulberry Mill Complex on the former Bloom Mill site. Really proud to work with folks like Jennifer and Drive.
Are there events from time to time that you hold on a regular basis? Are there, regular meetings for members? Are there special things coming up? I mean, give me some just a little summary of that.
Sure. Yeah, so I think a lot of people tend to think that chambers are events-driven because we do events, no question. But before I tell you about some of the things we're doing with events, I do want to mention that, I'm really sensitive to how many businesses do not have time for chamber events. Where they want to see value back from the chamber tends to be in our advocacy efforts, in our energy savings programs, in our educational resources, in our communications and marketing and media and things like that. You know, and when Taryn can get in with a member and say, hey, this is how you can better use your social media and align that with what the chamber's doing, then you can really make some great progress there. So, 95% of members of the Columbia Montour Chamber renew every year their membership, which is fantastic. 20% of chamber members go to chamber events. So we have to provide value beyond the events, and that's really important to us. That said, I think we're running some of the best events out there. In addition to the foundation programs, and I mentioned Leadership Central Penn, that is a program that Jeff runs that is top notch. It is professional development training over 9 months, very similar to the program in the Susquehanna Valley that I led. But Jeff does a fine job with Leadership Central Penn. We have a similar program that the foundation runs called COLT, and that's specific for Geisinger residents. So, with Geisinger residents, we really want to keep them here in this community, engage them here so they stay here, they make a home here, so that we continue to have the world-class doctors in the area. But the chamber's doing some great stuff too. So I mentioned the political forum, the candidate forum for the commissioners in the primary. We're also going to be doing one for Montour County commissioners coming up here for the general election. Another one for Columbia County commissioners in the general election. We do a program called LeaderCast. That's a really wonderful partnership with the Community Giving Foundation's Women's Giving Circle. They help us facilitate at a local level this national LeaderCast program. And so we have a main event that tends to happen in the spring, and now we've got follow-up sessions that are leadership workshops that are regularly happening. We also are, you know, always doing ribbon cuttings to celebrate businesses and the things that they're doing, new businesses. We recently had a ribbon cutting at the Comfort Suites in Buckhorn. They're under new ownership at that location, the same ownership as that at the Quality Inn there in Buckhorn. And they've done a complete remodel of the interior of that Comfort Suites. It's incredible. You gotta check it out. We're also doing a wellness series. And it's not just a wellness, you know, hey, get out and get your steps in, but it's also a business wellness piece. So, you know, it's really easy to go to a breakfast event and walk in, grab your food, and sit down. It's another thing if you can walk and talk with somebody and build a connection. And we don't like to call our events networking events. We really prefer to call them events where you can build your network and make new relationships. So this wellness series we're doing, we're calling it Rise and Thrive. We've got one coming up here in Bloomsburg, another one coming up in Danville with a small business called Shanty Secrets. So really excited about that as well. And then we do a legislative series twice a year at least, where we're bringing in state officials, we're bringing in federal officials to talk about what's going on.
I can tell folks now I've kind of had a cheat sheet here while I'm talking to you, which is the website of the chamber, because it's kept sparking my mind in different directions and different questions. But that your website is impressive because it covers everything.
Thanks.
But ColumbiaMontourChamber.com.
That's right.
And is there one specific person that keeps in charge of that, or is that something you all kind of collaborate on?
Oh, you know, it's a team effort. One of the things I love about our website is that it's meant to be home base, right? So, you know, when we're sharing critical, you know, legislative updates, you know, the big one lately was that we were really watching what was going to happen with UPS and the Teamsters, right? Was there going to be a strike or not? And we're thrilled to see that there's been a resolution that's come about, but we got to make sure our retailers especially know what's happening there, right? So yes, it went out in our newsletter. Yes, it's on social media, but our website hosts all of our news articles. And that's a team effort. But Taryn Creighton, again, she's our membership director. She does just a wonderful job maintaining our website. We also rely on a lot of partners, right? So while certainly our directory is a key asset where you can get connected with our members, you know, the Columbia Montour Visitors Bureau hosts a community calendar for events in the area. And then we've got a number of publications that land on that page as well. So, we're happy with what we've got there on that website.
And for people listening, businesses interested in learning more, is that the place to go, or should I give them a number? Or
yeah, website's definitely a great place to go. You know, I will say every business is different, right? Geisinger, for example, is not going to be looking for the same benefits of membership, you know, as Troop 47 Trading right here in downtown Danville. Different businesses, different business models. So it's real helpful for us when we can connect with a member, you know, potential member before they join, to kind of set some expectations and say, hey, listen, you might want to focus in, you know, Troop 47, you might want to focus in on some startup business items, you know, because they're less than a year old, and Annie and Scott have done great work there. Geisinger does not need us to do their marketing. They've got a whole team of people for that, right? But, you know, what they tend to really value is, you know, we're helping them stress the importance of wellness. Right. And our brand, you know, our brand should stand for leadership and the importance of leadership in the community. So they connect with that. So to answer your question, Matt, because I haven't yet. the Chamber website is a great resource. It's even better when we talk to people. And that's 570-784-2522. That's the chamber number. And you want to talk to Brenda or Taryn or myself, we'd love to get folks connected.
All right. Thanks for being with us on the program today, Chris.
My pleasure, Matt.
Chris Berleth is the president of the Columbia Montour Chamber of Commerce, and he's been our guest on the program today. Thanks for joining us, Chris, and thanks to each of our listeners for tuning in as well.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.